If you're currently holding a VA home loan, you've already accessed one of the greatest financial benefits earned through military
Yeah,
service.
absolutely. It's a huge leg up.
But here's where the real strategic power comes in. Using the VA home loan refinance options to constantly get the best deal on that loan.
Right. It's not a one and done thing.
We're talking about a path that cuts way down on the paperwork, gets rid of potential appraisal delays, and just streamlines the whole process of lowering your monthly bills. Okay, let's unpack this.
It's not just a perk. It's really a foundational piece of your financial strategy. These programs, and they're custom-tailored for veterans, active duty service members, National Guard, eligible surviving spouses, they're all backed by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
And that backing is what makes all the difference.
It is. It means the programs are built to prioritize accessibility and borrower advantage. They often insulate you from the typical red tape and, frankly, some of the predatory practices you can find in conventional refinancing.
So our mission today is to really give you the shortcut to understanding these tools. We want to show how using the streamlined options can seriously support your financial predictability.
And remove that mortgage-related stress.
Exactly. And just simplify your household's long-range planning.
Well, when you look at the structure of a VA refinance, you start to see the VA's goal isn't just about the transaction itself. It's about enhancing and protecting homeownership stability for the entire military community.
It feels different.
It is. I mean, unlike most conventional refinancing, which might require mountains of current documents, the VA programs are often built on trust in your existing payment history.
Okay, so when we talk about borrower-friendly, we're not just using a buzzword. We mean concrete advantages compared to, the rest of the market. What are the key things homeowners are usually trying to achieve when they go down this path?
The goals are highly efficient, and they're really focused on your long-term financial health. The first and most common one is just rate reduction.
Lowering the monthly payment.
Right. Reducing your monthly mortgage obligations through better loan terms. The second, and this is maybe the most important from a risk perspective, is changing the structure of the loan itself.
You're talking about getting away from an adjustable rate mortgage, an ARM?
Exactly that. Transitioning away from a potentially volatile ARM to a stable fixed rate structure.
That structural move is just so crucial. We've all seen how market fluctuations can make ARMs a really risky proposition. Moving to a fixed payment just allows for, ironclad long-term budgeting.
It does. You know exactly what you owe next year and the year after that and the year after that.
Hidden surprises.
That predictability is the core value proposition. And beyond just the rate, the process itself is designed to be streamlined. By focusing on your performance as an existing borrower, the whole system allows for a faster approval,
With your underwriting requirements.
which lets you bypass the exhaustive documentation hurdles that are so typical in other refinance programs.
Okay, so we've established the goals are efficiency and long-term security. Now, let's get into the specific tool that the vast majority of existing VA borrowers use to get this done, the VARRRO. Here's where it gets really interesting.
The VAIRRRO. It stands for Interest Rate Reduction Refinance Loan, and it's truly the gold standard for efficiency.
Most people just call it the VA Streamline,
They
right?
did. The VA Streamline Refinance Loan. It was created specifically to update loan terms for existing VA borrowers with just like minimal administrative friction.
Our sources consistently call this one of the simplest refi programs available anywhere in the U.S. lending system. But what is it that makes it so fast and easy? We have to get into the mechanics of it.
It really boils down to three key technical differentiators. First, the potential for no appraisal.
No appraisal at all.
Potentially. This is only possible because the IRRRL is designed just to improve the rate and terms of a loan that already exists. The VA isn't insuring new cash or new purchase price, so a full property valuation is often just deemed unnecessary.
Now, that sounds almost too good to be true, especially for someone who might have seen their home value dip a bit since they bought it. What's the biggest caveat or, risk a borrower should know about if they skip that valuation step?
That's an excellent, critical question. The only real risk is if the borrower has a very specific goal that's outside of just reducing their rate, like trying to access equity. Since the IRL doesn't allow cash out, skipping the appraisal is only beneficial if your focus is purely on the rate and the term. If you do want cash, the market value becomes immediately relevant, and you have to use the traditional cash out refinance route.
So it's a different tool for a different job.
It is. But for a simple rate reduction, Avoiding those valuation delays is a massive benefit, especially in like slower or fluctuating markets.
That transparency is key. Okay, so let's look at the second unique advantage, minimal documentation. I've heard borrowers can often qualify without full income verification. What does the lender look at instead of doing a deep dive into pay stubs and tax returns?
They focus on two things, your existing track record and your credit integrity. If you have a flawless payment history on your current VA mortgage, that pretty much serves as the primary proof of your ability to repay. They're relying on your performance.
So your history speaks for itself.
It does. The lender still needs some limited documentation proof of your current VA loan, your personal ID, but they generally get to skip the really complex debt-to-income calculations that are required for cash out or conventional loans.
And that leads directly to the third factor, which is speed. I mean, if you remove the full underwriting, the income review.
And the appraisal process.
Right. In the appraisal, you inherently get a much faster closing time.
Absolutely. The underwriting process centers on your existing loan performance and making sure the new loan provides a net tangible benefit.
That's a key VA rule, isn't it?
A very key rule. The new loan must actually benefit you, the borrower. So, significantly lowering your rate or moving you to a fixed term. This protection prevents lenders from just pushing unnecessary refinances on people.
This whole structure of simplicity, it's tied directly to the most crucial limitation of the IRRL, which everyone needs to understand clearly.
And that is the hard line. The VA IRRRL strictly does not permit cash out. If you want to tap into your home's equity to pay off debt or, you know, fund a major expense, the streamline option is off the table.
And that restriction is tied to the other benefits.
It's fundamentally linked to the minimal documentation and no appraisal rules. The second you introduce cash, you introduce new risk, and the requirements immediately revert back to a full underwriting process.
Okay, so if a borrower has been paying religiously on their existing VA loan, what does that clean payment history actually unlock for them in terms of eligibility? Let's talk about the basic rules. Specifically, what does seasoning mean here?
Seasoning is a mandatory requirement. It just means you have to demonstrate a consistent, successful history with your current mortgage before the VA will let you refinance it.
So how long is that?
Specifically, the VA generally requires that you have made at least 6 consecutive on-time monthly payments on your existing VA loan.
And there's a timeline with that too, right? It's not just 6 payments. There's a clock that has to run out.
Precisely. You have to wait 210 days from the date the first payment was due on your existing loan before you can even apply for the IRRRL. This makes sure the initial loan has been properly established and performed successfully for a good chunk of time. It's another one of those structural safeguards.
Let's walk through the actual steps of this streamlined process then. Let's assume the borrower meets the seasoning requirement and they already have that existing VA loan.
Okay, so step one is just confirming your eligibility. You need that existing VA loan and a good payment history. Step two is really crucial, comparison shopping. You need to request an evaluation from multiple lenders to get a personalized quote.
To see what's out there.
Yes. You need to see the different qualification pathways and potential loan structures. The VA actually encourages this competition between lenders.
Then you move to the application. Since it's streamlined, what does that limited documentation package typically look like?
Well, beyond proof of the existing VA loan and your recent payment history, lenders will need standard things like personal identification and often documentation proving your VA entitlement.
Okay, what exactly is that entitlement documentation? If someone is trying to get their papers together, what are we talking about?
Entitlement is the portion of the loan the VA guarantees to the lender. If you use your entitlement for your first VA purchase, you need that original documentation. Typically, it's your certificate of eligibility, or COE. For the IRRL, you're simply verifying that your entitlement is currently tied up in that existing property.
So you're just confirming you're a current VA borrower.
And that you're eligible for this streamlined benefit. Yes.
The sources mentioned that the 2025 VA streamlined refinance guidelines are really emphasizing clearer qualification pathways and enhanced borrower benefit safeguards. Are there any other rules about occupancy? Like, can I refinance a VA loan on a home I moved out of 5 years ago?
That's a vital detail. For the IRRL, you have to certify that you either currently occupy the home or you have to certify that you previously occupied the home as your residence.
God, that's interesting. So you don't have to live there right now.
Correct. You don't have to be living there at this moment, unlike some other conventional refinance types, but it must have been your primary home at some point. This leniency is really there to maintain accessibility for service members who have had to relocate due to military orders.
That flexibility is incredibly valuable. But what if the borrower has broader goals? We've focused so heavily on the streamlined option, but what if they need a bigger structural change? Or, critically, they need cash?
Then you step outside the streamlined program. You enter the realm of the traditional VA cash-out refinance. And this is a powerful alternative. It lets you replace your existing loan, which doesn't even have to be a VA loan, by the way.
It could be conventional.
It could be a conventional or FHA loan. And you replace it with a new, larger VA loan, which allows you to extract cash from your home equity.
That sounds like a powerful financial move, but I'm guessing it comes with the full burden of a normal underwriting process.
It absolutely does. The trade-off for accessing that liquidity, which is the major gain, is that you now have to subject yourself to a full financial review.
The whole nine yards.
The whole nine yards. That means a mandatory appraisal, a comprehensive credit check, full income verification, and a complete debt-to-income ratio analysis. The complexity is the price you pay for the cash-out ability.
So the strategic decision for the borrower is pretty binary then. If your only goal is a rate reduction, IRRRL is faster and easier. If your goal is to access equity, you have to accept the time, effort, and documentation required by the cash-out refi.
That's it exactly. And let's not forget the strategic structural change we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
Switching from an adjustable loan to a fixed structure. This is often the primary goal for people, especially when interest rates are low and borrowers want to lock in a defensive position against future market increases.
It's just financial common sense. But the ability to do it through the VA without a major financial disruption is the real advantage. It gets rid of that potential spike in your payments and gives you long-term certainty.
It transforms the loan from a variable risk factor into a stable asset in their portfolio. It's an act of financial de-risking, and it's supported explicitly by the VA's mission to protect its borrowers.
Before we wrap up with our takeaways, we have to talk money, specifically closing costs. We know they exist in any refinance. How are those typically handled in a VA refinance? And does the famous VA funding fee factor in here?
The funding fee is crucial. It's a mandatory one-time fee paid directly to the VA. It helps offset the cost of the loan program to taxpayers. And yes, it does apply to refinances, although often at a lower rate than for a first-time purchase.
What's the rate for an IRRL?
For an IRRL, the fee is typically 0.5% of the loan amount.
So how does the borrower handle paying that fee, along with the other closing costs?
You generally have three paths. First, you can pay all the costs, including the funding fee, out of pocket at closing. This keeps your new loan balance as low as possible.
Okay.
Second, the lender can pay some of the costs for you in exchange for a slightly higher interest rate. Or third, and this is very common, you can roll allowable costs into the new loan balance.
So if I choose to roll the cost in, am I actually increasing my loan balance beyond what I owe today?
You are, but, and this is important, for the IRRRL, the VA limits exactly what can be rolled in. You can roll in the funding fee and up to 2 discount points, which is prepaid interest, to buy down your rate. The overall increase in the loan balance is very tightly constrained.
Again, making sure the focus stays on that net tangible benefit.
It always comes back to that. It's not about maximizing the new loan balance. It's about the benefit of the rate reduction.
This has been an extremely thorough deep dive into using this powerful benefit. We've really moved beyond simple definitions and into strategic choice making. So what does this all mean?
It means we can summarize the strategic importance of these programs with 3 key takeaways for you.
Okay, key takeaway 1. VA refinance programs, specifically the IRRL, represent an accessible, highly efficient pathway for improving your loan structure. They are deliberately designed for the benefit and long-term financial protection of the veteran borrower, often letting you skip hurdles like full appraisals and extensive documentation.
Key takeaway 2, the choice you make is strategic. If you need liquidity, you must choose the cash-out refinance and accept the full underwriting that comes with it. If your only goal is improving your rate or switching to a fixed term, the streamlined IRRL is the fastest, lowest documentation option available to you.
And key takeaway 3, the ultimate aim of engaging with these VA options is creating financial security. By locking in predictable, lower monthly payments and de-risking your mortgage structure, you are protecting your homeownership against any future economic turbulence.
And that leads us to a final thought for you to consider, which really drives home the uniqueness of the VA system. We've highlighted that the IRRL requires no cash out and minimal documentation. This streamlined nature which forces the process to be so efficient, actually acts as a unique consumer safeguard against leveraging home equity.
How so?
Well, by restricting the extraction of cash in the simplest refinance option, how does the VA inherently discourage the type of over-leveraging that led to mortgage crises in the past, making the IRRL fundamentally different and arguably much safer than most conventional low-documentation refinancing options?
It forces the borrower to focus on the efficiency of the asset, not just liquidating the equity, a truly protective structure. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive into your VA benefits.
Always a pleasure providing the context.